ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು. ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿಃ ಓಂ. ಛಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 6 ಖಂಡ 8 ಮಂತ್ರ 6. ತಸ್ಯ ಕ್ವ ಮೂಲಗುಂ ಸ್ಯಾತ್ ಅನ್ಯತ್ರ ಅದ್ಭ್ಯಃ ಅದ್ಭಿ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಶುಂಘೇನ ತೇಜೋ ಮೂಲಮನ್ವಿಚ್ಛ ತೇಜಸಾ ಸೋಮ ಶುಂಘೇನ ಸನ್ಮೂಲಮನ್ವಿಚ್ಛ ಸನ್ಮೂಲಾ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಇಮಾ ಸರ್ವಾ ಪ್ರಜಾಃ ಸದಾಯತನಾ ಸತ್ಪ್ರತಿಷ್ಠಾ ಯಥಾತು ಖಲು ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಇಮಾಸ್ತಿಸ್ರೋ ದೇವತಾಃ ಪುರುಷಂ ಪ್ರಾಪ್ಯ ತ್ರಿವೃತ್ತ್ರಿವೃತ್ತೇಕೈಕಾ ಭವತಿ ತದುಕ್ತಂ ಪುರಸ್ತಾದೇವ ಭವತಿ ಅಸ್ಯ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ಪುರುಷಸ್ಯ ಪ್ರಯತಃ ವಾಂಗ್ಮನಸಿ ಸಂಪದ್ಯಂತೆ ಮನಃಪ್ರಾಣೇ ಪ್ರಾಣತ್ತೇಜಸಿ ತೇಜ ಪರಸ್ಯಾಂ ದೇವತಾಯಾಂ. ಸ್ವಪ್ತು ಪುರಸ್ತಾತ್ ಏವ ಭವತಿ. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ಸಿ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಶ್ಲೋಕ. ದಿಸ್ ಈಸ್ ವೆರಿ ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ ಟು ಮಂತ್ರ ನಂಬರ್ 4 ದಟ್ ವಿ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ ಸಾ ಅರ್ಲಿಯರ್. Mantras 5 and 3 are similar, and mantras 6 and 4 are similar. And here, Uddhalaka talks about the journey of the student from Karyam to Karanam. Shariram to Jalam, Jalam to Agni, Agni to Sat Brahman. The only difference is what? Instead of using the word Karyam and Karanam, the Upanishads used just the word Shungam and Moolam. We already saw this in the previous class also. Therefore, it appears like some special mantra here because the terminologies are different. Shungam in this mantra, Shungena, refers to Karyena. Moolam means Karanam. May you go from Karyam to Karanam. How long to go? Up to Brahman. And you cannot go any further than Brahman. Why? Brahman is the dead end. Not because Brahman is dead, very careful. Brahman is the dead end because Brahman is not a karyam having a karanam. Brahman is the absolute final. It is the causeless cause. Therefore, the Upanishad says, San Moolam Anvicha. May you continue your inquiry up to Sad Brahman. Anvicha. Anvicha means conduct the inquiry. And thereafter, you should come to this conclusion. What is that conclusion? Sarvaha prajaha sanmoolaha sadatyantaha sadpratishtaha. Actually, these are all very, very popular sentences which Shankaracharya uses repeatedly. He quotes them. It means, Brahman is srishti sthiti laya karanam. Then the Upanishad itself is worried whether the people would have understood the word play here. We already had several word plays as we saw in the last webinar, since some Sanskrit grammar is involved. And therefore the Upanishad says, even if you do not understand the word play, it does not matter. This message has been already given before. What is that message? The body is ultimately the karyam of Brahman. Therefore the Upanishad says, Yathathu Kalu Somya. Oh dear student, whether the wordplay is clear to you or not, I have already talked about this earlier. Tad Udakam Purastad Eva. That means what? Previously Purastad. So once you say previously, the question will come where? That is the end of section 4 and the entire section 5. We already saw that. Not the chapter, we should be careful. But this chapter only, section 4, mantra 7, third and fourth line that we have to see. Somyam imas tisro devataha purusham prapya trivrit trivrit ekaika bhavati tanme vijanihiti. We already saw that. That message has been already given by pointing out that we consume, what we consume is Agni, Jalam and Prithvi alone. Whatever may be the shape and size and form of the food, they are essentially Agni, Jalam and Prithvi. Agni is consumed in the form of oil and ghee. We have to understand that clearly. We already cleared that in the last webinar. Agni is not taken as Agni, it is oil and ghee. And water we consume in the form of water. Earth we consume in the form of solids, grains, vegetables and all that. Therefore, the body is a product of Agni, Jalam and Prithvi only. And the details were given in sections 5 we saw earlier. So if you remember, the food was divided into a gross part, subtle part and subtler parts. And the gross part becomes impurity, excretion and it is thrown out. And the subtle part becomes the sthula shariram, and the subtlest part that becomes sukshma shariram. There it was mentioned that the body is the product of the three bhutas only. The same idea is now conveyed through the special derivation of ashanaya and pipasa. That also we saw. So that is what is said here. Trivrit, trivrit, ekaika bhavati, tat purastate eva uktam. So in section number 5, with that, the topic of wordplay of Vishesha Nirvachanam, that is over. Wordplay, Vishesha Nirvachanam is over. And thereafter, Asya Somyam Purushasya onwards is a new topic that we are going to see now. So in that sentence, there is no full stop also. In the same mantra, within the same sentence, a new topic has begun. And the topic is, in the last two lines mentioned, is what? Not only the body comes from Brahman, at the time of Maranam, the body or the Jiva resolves back into Brahman only. In the beginning of the section, that is in this section, 8th section, we should not confuse, in this 8th section, it was mentioned during sleep also, the Jiva resolves into Brahman, losing its individuality. Now the Upanishad says, during Marana, that is death also, the Jiva resolves into Brahman only, and later the Upanishad will say, during Pralayam also, the Jiva merges into Brahman only. Therefore, Brahman is the final Laya Karanam. Now if you look at the mantra, Hey Somya, O dear student, Asya Purushasya Prayataha. Prayataha means Prayanam Kurvataha. The one who is departing, the departing Jiva, don't we not say the departed soul? So it is the departing Jiva, derived from the root pra plus a, tatu. So a second, it's a second conjugation, and it is present participle prayan, prayantu, prayantaha. And it is again shashti for grammar students. So takaranda pullingaha, prayat shabdaha, shashti ekavachana. The visheshanam for purushasya is prayataha, of the dying person. That is the meaning. So at the time of death, what happens? The Upanishad makes us really afraid. We don't want to think about it at all. What will happen at the time of death? The Upanishad says, this is a very, very natural process. What happens? Vang manasi sampadyate. This person was highly talkative before. All the time he was talking. And first the indriyas, the sense organs, they dissolve their functions and merge into the mind. So vak means the vag indriyam, the organ of speech. Manasi sampadyate resolves into the mind. What does that mean? This person wants to say a lot of things because he was a talker all along. But his speech does not come out anymore at the time of death because there is no energy. And therefore the mouth does not speak. Sometimes the tongue moves but the sound does not come. Only air comes. You have to go near and listen. We will not be able to do also. So, vak, manasi, sampadyate. Then what happens? These are all actually typical situations, we should know. Because we want to share our thoughts and the other people are eager to know also what our thoughts are. But there is no communication. Hence, what you need to say or do, you do all of them now itself. Don't wait for that time. And then what happens? Manaha prane, sampadyate, we should ask. We should add the verb. So the mind, which was also efficient, now gradually loses its thinking ability, memory power. So it was a problem earlier itself. All the thinking power was not there properly. But now it's worse. So memory power goes, manaha சித்தம் அகங்காரஹா ஆல் ஆஃப் தம் தே கிராஜுவலி கெட் ரிசால்வ் மனஹா பிராணே இன் தி பிராண தத்துவம் மனஹா இஸ் பிராண இஸ் ஸோ இந்த பிராண தத்துவம் இட் ரிசால்வ் ஸோ தி ஆபோமய பிராணஹா வி ஆல்ரெடி சா தட் ஆல்சோ எழுதியர் ஆபோமய பிராணஹா அண்ட் தட் மீன்ஸ் வாட் ஸ்பீச் தாட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஹாவ் கம் டவுன் பட் திஸ் பர்சன் இஸ் ஸ்டில் அலைவ் தே ஹவ் ரிசால்வ் இன் டு பிராண நவ் So this person is not a dead, but he is alive because pranatattvam is still there. And for how many days? We do not know. Even though everybody perhaps prays for a quick departure. Everybody may pray perhaps. But we have no idea because they don't want you to suffer. So we have no idea how long this condition will last. It is dependent on what? It is dependent on not on the wish of that person or other family members, but on the law of karma. As long as karma is there, the person survives. And I have often said also, people ask the question, when I have nothing to contribute in this world, why should the Lord keep me still alive? People ask all these questions. I cannot contribute to the society. I cannot contribute to my family also. Why should I still be kept alive? People ask. It is an unintelligent question according to Vedanta. We should remember, we are not only karta, but we are bhoktas also. The karta part might have stopped functioning. Therefore, I do not contribute. But remember, the bhokta has to go through the prarabdha karma. And not only the old bhokta, but through him, the family members also, they are also bhoktas. They have got that prarabdha. What prarabdha? For how many days they should serve this person and take care of him? Let us not feel bad about it. If others have to exhaust their prarabdha by serving us, and if we have to give trouble to our children, it is again governed by the law of karma. By resisting or worrying, nothing can be stopped. Therefore, until the prarabdham of karta and the bhokta, both of them are over, prana continues. Then what happens? Prana also starts fading away. That means what? The digestive system becomes weaker. Prana, apana, the excretory system, they all become weaker. The circulatory system becomes weaker. They are all expressions of what? Pancha pranas only. Only one particular prana becomes very active at the time of death. What is that? It is the udana prana. If you remember, udana prana, which is in charge of transportation. What transportation? Because time of quitting. The packers, they say they are all ready. When do the packers come? When we have to vacate one house and go to another house. The packers have to come. So udana prana is the packer. And when it comes active, when that becomes active, all the others, they come gradually, they come down. They come down to such an extent that the others around even do not know whether this person is still alive or dead. Life is such a feeble thing that we do not even know whether the person is still there or not. And at that time, what has happened to the prana? The Upanishad says, pranaha tejasi sampadyate. We should add that. So prana dissolves into the warmth of the body. The final trace of life is in the form of what? The warmth of the body itself. It is called udana tattvam. It is there. And therefore the Upanishad says, Vang manasi sampadyate, manaha prane pranaha tejasi. So people touch the body and feel whether the warmth is still there or not. And when the jiva quits this particular body and merges into Brahman, then the body becomes what? Tanda ho gaya. In Hindi, the body's warmth is gone. It is dead. Therefore he says, Tejaham pasyam devatayam, parasyam devatayam tejaha. So parasyam means Brahman. So what does the Upanishad convey here? At the macro level also, prithivi jalam agni. And from agni merger into Brahman. At the micro level also, the final part is what? The agni tattvam in the form of the warmth of the body. The jiva is experienced in the body in the form of the bodily warmth. Called tejas tattvam. That is the tejas tattvam, agni tattvam. Then the tejas merges into Brahman, that is jivatma merges into paramatma. That is what parasyam devatayam. Therefore the Upanishad says tejaha, the warmth. That is as the jivatma in the form of tejaha, tejaha parasyam devatayam. We have to supply the verb sampadyate at every stage. Manaha prane sampadyate, pranaha tejasi sampadyate, eki bhavati or merges. That's what it means. Then naturally the question will come, do you mean to say that every dying jivatma merges into Brahman? Because you are saying tejaham parasyam devatayam. Para devata here means what? Brahman. Therefore, do you mean to say that every jivatma merges into Brahman? The Upanishad says, definitely. Because the word used here is what? Brahma layam or aikyam. So naturally, the question will be, does it mean that all the jivas get liberation because they are merging into Brahman? For this, Upanishad says, it depends. Whether it is liberation or not will depend on what? Whether the merging jiva is an ajnani jiva or a jnani jiva. Lord will look into his diary. He has got his diary accounts. Do you understand? I am assuming it is all not said here. So Upanishad says, an ajnani jiva also will merge into Brahman only. When? During Sushupti also, Brahma layaha. During Maranam also, Brahma layaha. All these mantras are very, very elaborately studied in Brahma Sutras. Actually, chapter 4, section 2, several sutras are devoted for this one sentence. This looks to be a very innocent looking sentence. Which sentence? Asya somyam purushasyam prayato vang manasi sampadyate manaprane prane tejasi tejaha parasyam devatayam. That sentence. For this one sentence, several sutras have been written. By Veda Vyasa, Shankaracharya writes elaborate bhashyam about what happens at the time of death, how the jiva travels and how the jnani jiva does not travel. Be careful, jnani jiva does not travel, ajnani jiva travels. All these details are discussed and based on that only we say both ajnani jiva and jnani jiva will merge into Brahman. But what is the problem? In the case of an ajnani jiva, Sanchita karmas are not burnt. Therefore, they remain in the form of Karana Shariram. Therefore, the merger is not absolute merger. It retains its individuality. It is exactly like what? When we go to sleep, we have lost our individuality. We do not remember our name, our form, parentage, knowledge. We don't have any of them. All these things we don't know. We have dissolved our individuality when we go to sleep. But all that is there in potential form though. And when we wake up again, the individuality comes back. Exactly in the same manner, during death also, the ajnani jiva merges into Brahman. But the karana shariram, the avidya bijam, that is the ignorant seed, that continues. So what happens? From that Brahman, again the ajnani jiva comes back with another sukshma shariram, stula shariram. And all that. Whereas in the case of a jnani, nasatya pranaha ukramanti brahmaivasan. So brahmaikyam is common to jnani and ajnani. Continuing. Saye yesho nima yedaitat atmyamidagum sarvam tat satyagumsa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayat piti tata somyeti ho vacha iti ashtama kantaha. So all these previous portions are preparations for this mahavakyam, tattvamasi mahavakyam. We are first seeing first time in this Upanishad here. Until now the teacher Uddalaka, we should understand who is talking to whom. Teacher is Uddalaka, the father also, and also the son is Svetaketu, the student. So until now the teacher Uddalaka has elaborately established that Sat Brahman is Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karanam. So Sat Brahman alone is the material cause. And since Sat Brahman is the material cause, really speaking, the material cause alone exists. All are important sentences, we should be careful. All the products are nothing but what? Nama rupas, vacharambanam, vikaro, namadeyam. They do not have an existence of their own. Remembering the example, the pot. The pot does not have an existence of its own other than the existence of clay. The ornaments, they do not have existence of their own except gold. So when you say bangle, chain and all those, the isness of the bangle, the isness of the chain, bangle is, chain is, belongs to what? The bangle or the chain? It belongs to the gold only. Bangle, chain, etc. have got the isness borrowed from gold alone. Therefore, when I am experiencing the isness of a bangle, chain, etc., really speaking, I am experiencing what? The isness of the gold alone. If I remember this, ultimately, Brahman being the ultimate cause, the whole of the whole creation from the minutest atom to the biggest galaxy, all of them are sheer, non-substantial, empty, namarupa only. There is only one substance behind the entire creation. That substance is Brahman. And that Brahman, that substance, is appearing in the creation in what form? Just as gold appears as very ornament, so as is, as existence, Brahman, the basic ultimate substance behind the creation, is experienced in the form of what? Table is, chair is, pen is, mic is, computer is, everything is. When we say the mic is Namarupa, but behind the Namarupa mic, what is substance? Brahman. And how do I experience this? As the isness. Therefore, Brahman experience do we have or not? If someone asks, what should we say? Everyone has Brahman experience in the form of Sat, existence. Yasyaiva Spuranam Sadatmakam Asat Kalpatmakam Bhasate. In Dakshinamurti Stotra we saw that. So Brahman is in the form of pure existence, existence now. Now naturally the question will be, I do experience Brahman in the form of existence in the world. But when I experience the existence in the world, it is always associated with one Namarupa or another. Here, I am experiencing Brahman as the existence, but what type of existence? Not pure existence, but existence associated with what? For example, the computer Namarupa. When I turn in this direction, I do experience Brahman, but not again pure Brahman, but Brahman associated with my bag or whatever it is. I experience all of them associated with the bag Namarupa. Therefore, I always experience what? Namarupa Sahita Satta experience. So, Brahman adulterated with or alloyed with Nama and Rupa. And when I turn towards my own body, here also Brahman is there. But in the form of a body is associated with the Namarupa. Now the student's eagerness will be, how can I experience pure Brahman or existence without adulteration or contamination with any Namarupa? That will be the question of the student, of a curious student. Because when the existence is associated with Namarupa, it becomes localized, isn't it? Mic existence is localized. Computer existence is localized. So Namarupa Sahita Sat is a localized finite form of existence. All these words are all very should be understood very clearly. Namarupa Sahita Sat is a localized form, finite form of existence. How can I experience the pure, unlocalized, all-pervading existence Brahman? That will be the question. This will be the natural eagerness of an intelligent student. And Uddalaka, the teacher, says, pure existence without Namarupa, adulteration or contamination, you can never experience. That is a tragedy. Pure existence, you can never experience. You can never know. You can never objectify. You can go anywhere, even to the farthest of galaxies, but you cannot see pure existence. And suppose you travel inwards, for example. That is also there. Some people, they tightly close their eyes and then they travel inward. They said Nirvikalpa Samadhi, all that. Inside also what is there? Mental thoughts are there, vrittis are there. Thoughts are also what? Namarupa only. There also Namarupa Sahita Sat only. So pure existence, Uddalaka says, you cannot experience. Then naturally, Swetaketu wonders, then what to do? Why cannot I experience that? Then Father Uddalaka says, you cannot experience that because you, the experiencing consciousness, you are that pure existence. What a bombshell. The pure existence is not an object that you will come across. It is nothing but you, the conscious entity, the witness entity, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Therefore, existence is consciousness. Consciousness is existence, Chaitanyam. Therefore, Tat Sat Tvam Chit Asi Svetaketo. So, what is the pure existence? Mind-boggling statement. I am the pure existence. If you come to the mantra now, Saha, Yaha, Yeshaha, Anima. Anima, Anima what? Extremely subtle. Anoho, Bhavaha, Anima. So, what do we mean by Anima? Anima is that nature of subtlety. So subtle, because of which it is not available for the instruments of perception. As you travel from karyam to karanam, the karanam becomes more and more difficult to perceive. If you take the panchabhutas themselves, for example, earth is the grossest one available for all the five sense organs. Its karanam is jalam. The karanam of earth is jalam. It is available only for four senses because it does not have smell. The next higher karanam is what? Agni. It is experienceable only by three sense organs. You cannot taste fire. If you go higher to Vayu, it is still subtler, available only for two sense organs, Shabda and Sparsha. And when you go to Akasha, which is the cause of all these things, it is almost imperceptible, not available for any sense organ. If you try to find out how we recognize space, it is a mystery. We do talk about space. We do say there is lot of space, there is no space, there is big space, small space. We say all of them. Even though we do have a concept of space, but how do we recognize space is mysterious because it has no form, no color, no smell. It does not have. It has only Shabda Guna, which can be indirectly experienced through what? Through echo. And Brahman, the pure existence, is the cause of even Akasha. Therefore, Sarva Indriya Agocharam. Therefore, mana agocharam. Therefore, the teacher says, saha, yaha, yeshaha, anima. Then comes the crucial question. If the pure existence is not available for objectification, how do I know it is? How do I know pure existence is? Further, the teacher gives the mind-boggling answer. The pure existence exists in the form of pure consciousness. These are somehow repetitions. I am trying to do it again because we want to make sure that these concepts are clear. The observer, the witness, the experiencer, and therefore the teacher said, Aitadatmyam idam sarvam. The whole creation has got this Brahman as the inner truth. Aitadatmyam, the inner essence. Because karanam is the inner essence of the karyam. Tat satyam. There is a difference reading actually. There is a difference different reading also. Some books have, instead of Tat Satyam, it has Sat Satyam. Both are one and the same because Tat is Sat. So, the word Satyam means what? That which can never be negated. Existence is one thing which can never be negated. Because to negate existence, what we need? There must be a negator. Because the negator must be existent to negate existence. So, if the negator is non-existent, so negator is non-existent. If the negator is non-existent, it is anyway a little confusing here. If the negator is non-existent, existence cannot be negated. Right? So, the negator is existent, then also existence cannot be negated. Because existence is existent. Why? Because the negator is existent. The negator is existent. Thus, whether negator exists or a negator does not exist, existence is always unnegatable. That is why when you destroy a part, the isness will not be destroyed. It will intelligently jump to the pieces of the part. When you break the part, so many pieces, the existence goes to the pieces of the part. And suppose you powder the pieces, then in the form of the powdered mud, the existence will be there. Suppose you mix it with earth, again the existence will jump to something else. So existence is abadhyam. And that is that which is unnegatable. That is the definition of reality. What is reality? That which is unnegatable. That is why in Tattva Bodha, Sat Kim, that question Acharya asked, Yat Trikale Api Dhritishtati. That is Tat. So, Abhadyatvena Dhritishtati. So, what is unnegatable is Satyam. Sa Atma. That Brahman alone is the Atma, the truth of everyone. And do not look for that truth. How to see it? How many minutes I should remain in samadhi, nirvikalpa samadhi or whatever, for truth to come? Uddalaka says, never wait for the truth to come. Why? Tattvam asi sveta keto. This is the most powerful Mahavakyam, in which pure existence is equated to pure consciousness. And that is why the five features of existence and the five features of consciousness both are one and the same. We have seen this many times. Consciousness is not a part, product or property of the body. Existence is not a part, product or property of any object in the creation. Even after the destruction of the whole universe and even after the destruction of the whole body and mind, pure existence, the pure consciousness will survive. That surviving Sat-Chit cannot be accessed, not because it is absent, but because there is no medium to access them. Therefore, Uddalaka says, the only way you can know the pure Brahman is only one way. What is that? Tasya smritis tatra dhritaiva nishtha. Ramana Maharishi actually in his Shad Darshanam, he starts with the prayer. Sat prayatyaha kimnum vihaya santam hridyesha sinchinta rahito hridakhyam katam smaramstam ameyam ekam tasya smriti tatra dhridaiva nishtha. Bhagavan Ramana says, I want to write the Shad Darshanam. He wants to write that. He writes the prayer. And for that I have to remember what? The Annamaleshwara, the presiding Lord of Annamalai, who is none other than pure existence. And how can I think of that pure existence? Because it is not available for thought as an object. Therefore, I remember him only in one way. And what is that way? Tasya smritihi tatra dhridaiva nishta eva. I am the jyotihi. So what is Deepam, Annamalai Deepam? Not the local lamp. The original jyoti is jyotisham api tat jyotihi tamasa paramuchyate. Bhagavad Gita 13th chapter. Brahman alone is in the form of pure jyoti, which is nothing but consciousness. And that consciousness, I am. This is alone is Brahma Jnanam. Now what is the original question, if you remember? What is that knowing which everything else is known? Eka vijnanena sarva vijnanam was the question. Further Uddalaka said, karana vijnanena karya vijnanam. Then he said, karanam is Brahman. That means Brahma vijnanena sarva vijnanam. Now he says, that Brahman is I. So by knowing myself, I have known everything. And therefore, O Sveta Ketu, if you want to know everything, what you should do? Know yourself. Know that one, know yourself. With this, the Tat Padartha Jnanam, the Tvam Pada Jnanam, and Aikyam, all three are over. That is the knowledge about the Tat Padam in Tattvamasi, knowledge about Tvam Padam in Tattvamasi again, Tat Tvam Asi, and Asi Padam is Aikyam. Actual teaching is over actually. Tattvamasi is taught, teaching is over. But Sveta Ketu wants more of the teaching. So he says, Bhuya eva ma Bhagavan vijnapayatu iti. It is very interesting. I would like to know more. The son is asking now. And Uddalaka says, Tata somya iti ho vacha. So the father does not want to leave that opportunity when the son himself wants to know more. Because for a guru, talking about Vedanta is what? He is talking about himself. So I am waiting for some student to ask me. Now I have got you. I will very happily share this. Actually, every Vedanta teacher, whenever he talks about it, it's a biography that is being talked about. Who will not like to talk about one's biography? For a Vedantic teacher, teaching is teaching about oneself, himself. and the students also enjoy, because the teacher's biography is supposed to be the student's biography also. This is one place wherein we have got a common biography. So with this 8th section is over. Now let us go to the 9th section. Navama Khandaha. Yata somya madhu madhu krutho nistishtanti nanatyayanam rikshanam rasan samavaharam ekadagum rasam gamayati te yata tatra na vivekam labante amushyaham vrikshasya rasosmi amushyaham vrikshasya rasosmi ityevameva kalu somyam ima sarva prajaha sati sampadyana viduhu sati sampadyamaham iti. So with the 8th section, actual teaching is over, as we saw just now. Therefore, that is what? That is Shravanam part. That portion is the Shravanam part. And from the 9th section, it is more like Mananam, wherein certain aspects are clarified, so that the mind or intellect is free from any doubts about this knowledge. And only when the intellect is free from doubt, it can receive the teaching without any hesitation. Therefore, the following portions, they are not the teaching portions, but the portions that will remove any doubts, so that the teaching is received correctly. Here the teacher, Uddalaka, is removing a possible doubt based on the teaching given in the previous section, where in the beginning what was said, the teacher pointed out that all jivas, whenever they go to sleep, their jivatvam, their individuality is dissolving. So it is something similar to pralayam. The only difference is what? In pralayam, all the jivas dissolve. Whereas in sleep, I have got a miniature of pralayam in which I, the individual jiva alone, resolve when I sleep. When somebody sleeps, he is also resolving into his own thing. And when the jivas resolve, where do they resolve? Into their karanam. And what is the karanam of all the jivas? Pure Sat Brahman only. And therefore, every jiva is resolving into or becoming one with the karanam Brahman at sleep. So without any spiritual sadhana, without any karma yoga, without any upasana, without any sadhana chaturshe sampatti, without any effort, what we really get? Brahma aikyam we get. And this aikyam is so complete that our experience itself is what? Advaita anubhava. When we sleep. We do not have any duality at all during sleep. People say, Advaita Anubhava, they are lacking. And they are trying to sit in all these samadhis to get that. Uddalaka says, we all have Advaita Anubhava. Brahma Aikya Anubhava. When? When we go to sleep. And this process was called Sat Sampatti. In the 8th section, first mantra itself, Yatraitat Purushaha Swapiti Nama Sata Somya Tada Sampannaha Bhavati. Tada, what? At the time of sleep. Sampannaha bhavati, eki bhavati. Therefore we have got what? Sat sampatti advaita anubhava. And based on that, a doubt might come. What that doubt could be? If you all merge into Brahman during sleep, how come we do not have that knowledge? Even at the time of sleep, we do not have knowledge. And after waking up also, nobody claims, do you know where I went? I went to Brahman and came back. Nobody says. So how come we do not have that Aikya Jnanam in Sushupti? Is the question. And in this section the answer is given. An example also is given. And what is the answer? It is, the Jiva cannot know the Brahma Aikyam during the sleep or even in Samadhi, because Jiva has merged into Brahman only by dropping the very Jivatvam. Most important. Jiva has merged into Brahman only by dropping the very Jivatvam. As long as a Jiva has the Jivatvam, he will be a limited entity. Jivatvam is individuality. He will be a limited entity. Jivatvam, jivanhood, that is individuality. Individuality is a limitation. Therefore, the limited Jiva can never become one with limitless Brahman. Therefore, condition for Brahmaikyam is what? Jiva should drop the Jivatvam, individuality, which means what? Three things: Karta,
bhokta, pramata. That is called individuality. In what way all of us are different? We are all different kartas. We have done punyam, we have done papam. It varies from person to person. And bhokta, pramata status is different. So individuality, kartrutvam, bhoktrutvam, pramatrutvam, all these three. But during sleep, for brahmaikyam, we drop the jivatvam. Which means what? We drop all these three, including pramatrutvam, very important. The very knowerhood is pramatrutvam. That itself is dropped. That is why sushuptau sukham aham aswaptam nakinchit avidisham. Avidisham, we already saw that. The knower dissolved. All the differentiations are all gone. How can I know that? I am one with Brahman. How can I know that I am one with Brahman? Therefore, there is no individuality to differentiate and know. You cannot know because there is no individuality to differentiate and to know. When I lose my individuality, I do not recognize other individuals also. That is by extension. Triputi is gone. Duality is gone. Knower, known, division being absent. That is the question of knowledge. Knowledge of what? This is the answer. And for that, the teacher gives an example. What is the example he gives? Yata somya. Every time without forgetting, he says, calls him somya. Because, oh dear one, because he wants his attention all the time. He wants a student who wants to be again faithful, and he wants to have a student also. By praising him, he can have them maybe. Madukrito madu nistishtanti. Madukrit means honeybee. The one that makes madu is honeybee. And the honeybees madu nistishtanti. They extract honey from different types of flowers. The honey of each type of flower has its own individuality, taste and all that. Some of them more sweet, some of them a little bit sour, all of them. How long the honey will enjoy their individuality? Until they are all, the honeys, until they are all brought and mixed together. Therefore the Upanishad says, Nanatyayanam Vrikshanam. The honey from varieties of flower plants, Vrikshana means flower plants or trees, wherever the flowers are, that tree, honey can be extracted. So, Nanatyayanam, which are in different directions. People do a lot of research on this. When one honeybee has gone to a place and discovered a source of honey, they come back and communicate that to the other honeybees. We have compass and say, you know, at this degree, east, west and all that thing. We have compass and all those directions. But they do not have all that facility, the honeybees. The researchers, they say, this honeybee does a particular type of a dance. And what dance we do not know, some dance it knows. By that particular dance and particular angle, rotation and all that thing during that dance, the honeybee can communicate exactly what direction, from which distance the honeybee got that honey. So that is one of the unique and wonderful methods of communication, they say. And anyway, there is no connection between that and Chandogya Upanishad though. So, Nanatyayana, in different direction. Then what happens? Other bees, they go there. Te rasan, rasan means, rasaha means the nectar or honey. So directly the bee cannot extract honey. What it sucks enters into its stomach. When the bee extracts the liquid from the flower, it enters into its stomach and undergoes certain chemical processing within and comes out of the body of the honeybee as honey. Only then it becomes honey. Before that, it is not exactly honey. Therefore, rasan, samavaha, having collected. What does it do? Ekatagum rasam gamayanti. It mixes all collected honey from several flowers until they merge and become one. They retain their individuality, but the moment they become merged into one, thereafter we cannot recognize the division. From which flower this honey came, which flower that honey came, we cannot. Same way, what do we do? We are all like honey, and we have got sour taste, sweet taste, differences are all there. But the moment we go to sleep, merging into Brahman, the differences are gone. Individuality is gone. So how can I know I have merged into Brahman? It is not possible, the Upanishad says. Te yata tatra na vivekam labante. In the previous mantra, ekatagum rasam gamayanti is there. The word rasam should be converted to plural, rasan. So all these rasan, ekatagum gamayanti, that means what? They mix into one pool of honey. And once they have mixed, te yata tatram na vivekam labante. That means what? The individuality, the distinction, vivekam. This is from mango flower, this is from neem flower, this is from some other flower. It's all gone. Iti vivekam na labante. The distinction is not possible, and the Upanishad is highly imaginative actually. It assumes that the honey is sentient just for the sake of communication. Therefore, the honey is from different flowers before merging. Each one was claiming, I am the honey from mango tree, maybe Appu's mango. I am the honey from neem tree, slightly sour. Each could recognize its individuality. Therefore, previously, they were claiming, Aham amushya vrikshasya rasaha asmi. I am the honey from this flower. That is called abhivadaya. As we recite abhivadaya to identify ourselves, it means what? Each jiva claims the gotra, the rishi parampara, all that when we recite abhivadaya. And we think it is great. The Upanishad says, this is the declaration of ajnanam, ignorance. This gotram, this sutram, apastamba sutram, astolayana sutram, all of them we say, how long abhivadaya? As long as there is ignorance. That is why they say, according to tradition, when somebody does namaskara to a sannyasi, he is not supposed to say abhivadaya. Because many people do not know this. Doing itself is becoming a rare thing these days. And so, each honey does abhivadaya. I came from this tree and that, this flower and that flower. How? Amushya aham vrikshasya rasaha asmi. I belong to this tree and that tree, this tree gotram, that tree sutram, all that. I belong to mango tree gotram, all that. Iti. And once it has become ekatam, they all become one, mixed, thereafter the individuality is gone. So losing abhivadaya is what? Is really moksha. Individuality is gone. What is the proof? In Mundaka Upanishad we saw this. What is the definition of Brahman that we have seen there? Yattat adreshyam agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshushrotram tad apanipadam. Agotram, no gotram at all. And if at all you are a particular, you should say Brahma gotram, if I want to say. So, amushya aham vrikshasya rasaha asmi. That is repeated again for emphasis. Iti vivekam na labante. This individuality is gone when they merge into one. Evam eva kalu somya. Same way during Sushupti also, we merge into Brahman. Therefore, if somebody claims that in Samadhi, a jiva retains individuality and knows his merger into Brahman, it is illogical. If anyone claims that it is in Nirvikalpaka Samadhi, a jiva is able to experience Brahman or his oneness with Brahman, remember, it is illogical. Jiva might have experienced something which has nothing to do with Brahma Aikyam or Advaita Anubhava. Retaining one's individuality, Advaita Anubhava, is illogical. Advaita Anubhava, retaining one's, is meaningless, because retaining individuality is what? Denying Advaitam. And therefore, Advaitam is not Anubhava. Advaitam has to be understood in Jagradavastha by knowing that the individuality is Mithya. I should understand in Jagradavastha. Advaita Anubhava does not exist separately. Advaita Jnanam exists. Advaita Anubhava doesn't. And Advaita Jnanam takes place when? In what avastha? Not in Samadhi, not in Sushupti, but in Jagrat avastha, in the waking state. I should understand, I am all the time Advaitam. Because the differentiating individuality is Mithya Namarupa. That is what you know, we say. It is not possible to know. Who says? Uddalaka says, Vivekam na labante. So, eva somya. O dear one, imaha sarvaha prajaha. Similarly, all these jivas also sati sampadya. Merge into Brahman. Sampadya eki buya. So, that's what they become. That is why sleep is called sat sampatti. Actually, it's an idiom which Shankaracharya freely uses in his bhashyas. Another name for sleep is what? Sat Sampatti. If you want to have a secret code, you can have that. What was he doing? Maybe somebody sitting along with you, and then what was he doing? Sat Sampatti. Nobody will know what he was doing. He was only sleeping. Only you will know. This is called paribhasha. In actually, many people, scholars, if they don't want to say something directly, they say it like that, you know. Vayam devasya bhojanam. Instead of asking bhojanam after, have you taken food, they will say vayam devasya. Is it over? Have you done vayam devasya? Means bhojanam is over. Similarly, something similar to that. So only you will know. So sat sampatti means sleep. So sati. Sati means sat shabdaha. Takaranda nabumsakalingaha. So saptami vibhakti ekavachanam. So in Brahman, sampadhyaya, ekibhuya. So when you have to supply the words sushuptav, in deep sleep state, na viduhu sati sampadhyamaha iti. They do not know that I am so and so, who has merged into Brahman. That individuality is gone. So knowledge, they don't have that knowledge. So that knowledge, actually here knowledge, we should put in quotes, within quotes. Sati sampadhyamahe. Means what? We are merging into Brahman, or we have merged into Brahman. Such a knowledge is never possible. Continuing, tayeha vyagrovam simhovam vrukova varahovam kitova patangovam dagumshova mashakovam yadyat bhavanti tadha bhavanti. So the question is, if Sushupti is Brahma Eki Bhava, how come the Jivas come back again after Sushupti? For that we give the answer, because Karana Shariram, Stula Shariram and Sushma Shariram are non-functional as if dissolved, but Karana Shariram has not been destroyed by knowledge. Therefore, this seed of the Jiva called Karana Shariram. What is Karana Shariram? We already know. Sharira Dvayasyam. Karana Matram, care of Tatubodha. Please refer to Tatubodha oftentimes. So this seed of the Jiva called Karana Shariram or Ajnana, that is there still. Therefore what happens? From the seed, again it comes back. It is like cutting a tree. Even if I cut the tree totally, again it comes up. Why? Under the ground, invisibly, the roots are there. If I do not want the tree to come up again, I should completely uproot it. In Sushupti, I do not do that. Therefore, what happens? The very same Jiva comes back. And the Upanishad says, if a human Jiva has gone into sleep and then wakes up, he wakes up also only as a human Jiva, not as a donkey Jiva. Because the seed is a human seed only. So the Upanishad says, either Vyagraha, Vyagraha is the tiger, Simmaha, lion, Vrikaha, wolf, Kritaha means worm, Patangaha, any flying insect. And Dagumsaha means fly. Mashakaha, the mosquitoes. Why? All these examples it gives, each of them go to sleep. And during sleep, Simha is not Simha. It has forgotten its individuality as lion. That is why you can go near safely. Make sure it is asleep though. That is why in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, I think, in Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam, some place, that's what Swamiji quotes, Tatra tenaha astenaha bhavati, vedaha avedaha bhavati. Everyone loses their individuality at that stage. But again, when the karma becomes active, all of them come back. Therefore, yadyat bhavati, whichever individual jiva it is, tat abhavati. That means after waking up, it becomes that. Therefore, you are merging into Brahman only, but you have no way of knowing that. And that Brahman is what? That is said here. Saya esho animam aitadatmyamidagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atmam tattvamasi shweta keto iti bhuyayeva ma bhagavan vijnapayatviti tata somyeti ho vacham iti navamakhandaham. Thus Uddalaka has answered the possible doubts. We merge into pure existence during sleep. That is why in Dakshinamurti Stotram also we saw the well-known the sloka. Rahu grastha divakarendu sadrishaha maya samachadanat sanmatra karanopasamharantaha yobhut sushupta puman. I am pure existence in sleep. without the individuality, including the knowerhood, very important, because knowerhood requires what? Antakaranam, mind, intellect to operate. Therefore, Shankara said Karana Upasamaharanat in Dakshinamurti Stotram. So all the instruments are resolved after waking up. He does not talk about Brahma Aikya Jnanam at all. So he doesn't talk about it. He only talks about what? The loss of individuality. I did not know anything. I slept like a log. I didn't know anything. That's all he says. And therefore that doubt is also answered. And then the teacher says, Sa Atma Tattvamasi Sweta Keto. This mantra, the fourth mantra of section 8, is repetition of the seventh mantra of section 8. So this mantra will be repeated 9 times in the entire Upanishad. Hence, I am not going to repeat the meaning of this mantra every time. It is going to be repeated 9 times in the entire in Chandogya Upanishad. We can note and refer to the mantra 6, 8, 7. So, and what is that? Tad Brahman is pure existence, which is the essence. And that Brahman you are. Sweta Ketu says, I am not still satisfied. I want to teach me even more. And Uddalaka is so happy. He got another very, very inquisitive and very nice student. So what he says to them? What he says to Sweta Ketu? Please come next week. So we will conclude today with this shloka, 9th section. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitah tasya prakritilinasya yaparasa maheshwarah. Sri Krishna arpanamastu. Narayana.